I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to start another day.
Okay, I'm going back to sleep.
You want to come with me?
No, I never want to sleep in.
Why not?
Because we're very, very busy. That's why. We've got a lot to do today.
We've got a show to do.
We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
With a very simple goal. To entertain folks.
Let's just do that right now.
Show time.
You may wish it was Thursday, but it's only Tuesday.
Oh,
suey.
Good morning. A little bit after 6 o'clock now. Today is National Graduation Day today. And I know a lot of you have graduations coming up. Congratulations, by the way, real early to all the graduates.
Congratulations on graduating.
Yeah, that's right.
Big accomplishment, big day. After going to the graduation, there were people that were in complete relief because their kid was getting out of school. And mm-hmm. then there were others who were just all the pieces because this was it. And, you know, my high school student hasn't graduated from high school yet. That's this coming weekend.
Are you going to cry?
No, I
won't. I'm sure you're happy.
Well, I am.
No more paying that school bill on that end.
I make the last payment in just a few days.
Oh, my gosh.
After all these years of making those payments, it's almost over.
You're going to give yourself a little bit of a raise, Dale.
I know I am. Oh, I'm sure there'll be somewhere else to put it.
I'm sure.
That's when something like your car usually breaks
yep.
down.
Oh, you know man. Catching my attention, make my heart stop and listen when you look my
way. Yeah, boy. Wake up with the Wolf Show. 6:04 now. Trashy Tammy. Who?
Who?
Trashy Tammy. Now, for those of you who don't know who she is, she started out on the internet doing TikToks and videos and stuff, and now she's doing a tour, and she's going around doing some stand-up, and the girl who plays the part of Trashy Tammy is going to be joining us on the air here in just a little while.
She is so funny.
And you know, most of the stuff she says, we can't
put on air.
Can't, yeah. But it's funny. Yeah. It's funny.
But I will tell you that you know somebody just like her.
Me.
I guarantee you. We talked about this, and you know, she's got a doppelganger, and she's in the room with us.
Yep, yeah, she is.
I should have dressed up like her today.
You should.
My hair is just greasy enough.
You guys could definitely do a two-person show. You could be sisters for sure.
I'd probably be so quiet on stage. She's the one with all the funniness. I'll just be standing there looking like her.
Oh, you got plenty of mouth.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think you'd be quiet. You'd be joining in.
Sure.
But she's going to join us on the air about 6:20-ish, right around there. She'll join us. And Annie's got an interesting question to ask her coming up.
Yeah.
About a particular video that she did.
It's my favorite.
I got to be honest with you. It's a good idea.
I haven't seen the actual video
yet. Oh, you're
yet.
About to see it. I'll find it right
she
now.
She has it. She'll show it.
But boy, is that a unique way to do something.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes with Trashy Tammy. That show, by the way, at the Carolina Theater on Thursday. Tickets still available.
Carolina Theater. Love going there.
Beautiful place. It's a great place to be. And be honest with you, I usually have very good luck parking down there.
I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think, oh, I'm going out to Tana Park.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
I never had trouble.
I haven't either.
There's a garage on the other corner over there, and very often I find a space there in the front in those angle-in parking spaces.
I pull up on the curb.
Just turn my flashers. I've got an emergency here. But yeah, Trashy Tammy at the Carolina Theater Thursday night, and you can still get your tickets, and she's going to be joining us here in just a few minutes on it. Yeah, we're all in the same boat.
We're all in the same boat.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. They found a festival yesterday that sounds right up our alley. I mean, it is targeted at the three of us.
It's a free event for the foodies.
Yes.
And it's bigger than the Catalina Wine Mixer.
I love it. It's great.
So it involves food.
Yes.
Bet it does.
It's called the Longer Than Life Spring Festival.
Okay.
And supposedly it's a foodie's dream, but it's going to feature free red oak beer, food from Triad and Triangle vendors, live entertainment, and prizes. Basically, it's just this big free event happening at the Red Oak Lager House this coming Saturday from 4 to 7. So you got to be over 21, but it's a nice little evening out. Once again, it's free, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of stuff, but here on this website, it says that there's going to be a charcuterie grazing table by a High Point place and a place from Raleigh.
Charcuterie grazing it
says,
table.
It says, incredible proportions meant to dazzle your senses and feed the crowd. Also says food samples and meals from members of the city kitchen Greensboro, as well as food trucks and food stands throughout. Live music, games and entertainment, and they've got like the big live versions of games. So a big game night out there. Photo booths. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. And it's
free.
It's free. Yeah. And it's benefiting two great nonprofit partners, Community Theater of Greensboro and the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina.
So I guess they're taking donations and stuff.
Yeah. And you can RSVP via Yelp. Actually, because if you're a Yelp listener,
everybody,
if you're a Yelp user.
Everybody thinks they're a foodies on Yelp, man.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You know, there are two things that stuck out in my mind. One,
free,
and grazing table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love grazing. I agree. Y'all want to go? Me, you, Kelsey, and Danny? We'll go.
The thought of grazing over a charcuterie of just
meats and cheeses and fruits and vegetables sounds lovely. Yes. Yeah. And free beer.
I also noticed you didn't invite me there. You just
Dale,
skipped me completely.
You're invited
over.
Too. I was just looking at Chase. Yeah.
You're late now.
They have cheese though, Dale.
Nobody in his right mind would have left her.
Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. A little before 7 now. It's 6:54 to be exact. And it's National Graduation Day today. Everybody thinking about graduation. A lot of you have graduations coming up. Leaving the nest, headed off to college, or getting out of college and headed off into their real life. Get out in the real world, man. Go.
Let me let you in on a little secret.
Yeah.
Don't take a gap year.
No, don't do that.
Don't graduate. Just stay in school.
Kids, move back in your parents' house. The real world is terrible.
It's awful.
You know, my ex-wife and I were joking at Chandler's graduation. When they move them across the stage, you know, you get your fake diploma, you go up and stand for your little photo, and then you go off the other side. They should have had somebody at the other side of the stage where they come off, just give them a quick boot in the rear end and go, okay, get out and get out of the real world, make a living.
Did you say you and your ex-wife were laughing about that?
Can you believe
it? You shared a little moment. Yeah. I like that.
Well, we had exceptional luck in terms of getting along.
Thank goodness. It would have been even longer of a week if you hadn't.
Well, there were a couple of incidents that really made me think, you know what, maybe I'll just pack my stuff and leave.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go.
But I did.
We'll take our small victories, won't we, Dale?
Yes, we will.
You just stare down the driveway going, I can leave right now.
Yeah, I got a car. I got keys. I can go. But no, I didn't. I ended up not going. But at graduation, we were, you know, in high school, I think everybody that I know in high school did the cap throw.
Oh, yeah.
We did the cap throw, too. But what happened was, is then after we graduate, after, you know, you get your diploma, you go back to your seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't do that at the college graduation for Chandler. You filed off the stage. They directed you to a room where they were having a reception for the graduates. Because there's, you know, I don't know how many.
Oh.
What'd you say, 2,000
well,
or something?
Well, there were over 5,000 graduated from UK this year. But the group he was in was the Business and Finance School, the Nursing School, the School of Fine Arts.
Yeah.
All that was mixed together.
They so take you back there to sign and activate your student loans right away.
Yeah. And say, here's your alumni lapel pin. Thanks for spending millions of dollars. So anyway, there was no cap throw. But we did the cap throw. And I don't know if I ever bothered to even pick up my cap, actually. Maybe, no, I did. I did, because I have a terrible picture of me coming back. It had started to rain.
Aww.
It was outside, and I'm a V, as my last name, going out. When you look down near the end of the alphabet in high school, you're one of the last ones called.
Yep.
I was completely over graduation by the time they got to me. I'm like, I want out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my relatives snapped this horrible picture of me stumbling out of graduation. I'll show it to you.
Can't wait to see it.
It's a real dandy. And Dale looks happy, let me just tell you.
probably like Chandler in all those photos.
Yeah. My oldest son refused to smile in any picture the entire week. I think we got one where he did smile. We did. It was at Grant signing day to play football. He actually stood behind him, wore the school shirt, and smiled.
Wow.
I'm so proud. What a moment for me.
So you didn't throw your cap?
No, I was no cap throwing when I was. Either I threw the cap and I found the cap. I'm sure we threw the caps, but I must have found it. Or I picked up somebody's, didn't care.
Yeah, I was going to say, they told us, they said, don't you even think about throwing it. And of course, everybody did. I threw mine 3 feet in there. I went, hey.
Well, my mom was like, don't you dare throw that cap.
Why?
Well, let me just preface this by saying she is a school nurse.
Yeah.
And she don't do lice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So her immediate thought is, you drop that hat, you pick up somebody else's, they're going to have lice.
And you're going to get them.
You're going to get it. Yeah. And you're going to bring it home. But I will tell you, I got a little bit of a story from high school and the cap throwing.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that here shortly. I know we got to play music now.
That's what they call in the business a tease. Mm-hmm. It's very important to our bosses that we do that.
Yeah, and then there'll be a payoff later.
Right, that's
when this happened, it almost kept all the seniors from doing something important.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Graduating.
No.
I was out taking shots, throwing down.
All right, now I'm dying to hear the story about graduation. You got a little story.
Well, after graduation happened, there's supposed to be this big, huge senior picnic in the park.
After graduation.
Yeah.
You don't all get separate.
Not the same day, but
Yeah.
What time of day was graduation?
Oh, it was separate from graduation. I couldn't tell you. I can't remember what time I graduated.
All right.
Sometime early afternoon. But yeah, this was separate. This was like a week after. Big senior picnic.
Got it.
And it was in the park. And, they pull out all the stops. Burgers, dogs, sides. All the parents pull it together or whatever.
Yeah. Trust me, the parents foot the bill for it.
Yeah. So graduation is first. And of course, for whatever reason, I don't know why schools have an issue with you throwing your cap. I don't get it. Does anybody know?
I've already paid for it. Excuse me, my parents have already paid for it.
Right.
Maybe they just don't like the thought of cleaning them up.
I've never known anybody to leave them behind.
You know my kid's cap and gown was $135?
I believe it. Well, it's a rite of passage. I feel like you move your tassel, you throw your hat. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, what's the big deal? The Navy lets the Navy cadets throw their cap at graduation.
And they are strict.
Right.
So I never understood it, but they looked at us and they said, y'all throw your caps.
What are they going to do?
You get no senior picnic.
Oh, one of those.
Right.
Power move.
But the class of 2010 did not let anybody stop them. We threw our caps.
And they're not going to hold back your picnic. They've already got everything planned. They've already got done.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead, cancel it. Let's see what happens.
Administrators were not happy. I keep hitting my mic. We're not happy that we threw them. But we did it anyways. And guess what? A week later.
Big picnic.
We picnicked.
Picnicked. See, they're not going to cancel.
But they did the same thing. When we had our senior, we did a senior prank.
Yeah.
We did a really cool prank. And because
don't tell that story
I'm
yet.
I'm not. And because of me, we didn't get in trouble with our senior prank.
But
did. I saved it because of the one idea I had when it came to planning the senior prank.
I don't know. I'm going to have to hear the story before I give you that credit. That's a lot of credit, you saving the whole senior class like that.
It was me and my best friend who designed the entire senior prank. So without this one idea, we would have been in so much trouble.
Senior pranks, that's a whole other show, but we're going to do one. Senior pranks are good. Senior pranks are fun.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also have a senior prank story about something my kid was involved in that evidently did not go quite as smoothly as yours did.
Mine didn't go smoothly either. We just ended up in a smooth spot after all was said.
It was
and done.
A rough road.
It was rough. A lot of cops involved too.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It ain't a party till the cops come.
That's
amen.
Right.
It ain't a prank till the cops are involved. All right, that's coming up soon. Wake up with the Wolf Show. So they're always on me about being such a big boomer.
Yes, you are.
Well, I am, technically speaking, I am. But, I mean, I don't know.
You can't help it. You're a boom daddy.
That's right. I can't.
A boom daddy.
I am what I am.
So, I found this list online that's going to prove that Dale is a boomer. And kids, if you have your parents in the car and if they're shaking their head yes to this, then we know where they go. One, the thumbs up emoji, and they use a ton of ellipses in Texas. Texas.
Texas.
I had Texas toast when we were talking about during the break. In text.
Always turns back to food.
They always use thumbs up emojis. That's one.
That's my father-in-law's go-to.
Is the thumbs up emoji?
Yeah.
That's how he responds.
So are you saying that you never use the thumbs up emoji?
No, I do not.
I don't either.
I've only seen the thumbs up emoji when you've texted me, Dale.
What are...
Seriously.
Oh, three dots. I got a pal. I love him to death. His name's Tommy Harrison. I'm pretty sure he fits into that category because he loves the three dots, dot, dot, dot. He does it. He doesn't even use like periods or real punctuation on Facebook. It's dot, dot, dot.
I don't...
Some words, dot, 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 comma, comma, comma.
Like that's a breath.
I don't do that.
Okay. Complaining about younger generations not knowing and using cursive.
I don't know that I complained about it. I did point out that... our school, where our kids went, was the only school in our county who still taught cursive.
You know,
it's a private school, but I mean, they can do that.
You know how people speak like Spanglish, a little bit of Spanish mm-hmm. and English.
Yeah, see,
I write in curvelish.
Do you really?
You yeah. speak in cursive?
Yeah.
You know, I do too. I write it a combination.
Yeah.
I do it too.
Yeah.
And I've tried to stop it because it looks weird.
I like it.
I don't know why I started doing that either.
It's a
either.
Fun little combo I've come up with.
But it's funny you should say that. I do that too. In fact, I wrote a thank you note last night to my mother, my ex-mother-in-law for that potato salad.
Regular T, a loop in the
right.
H, and connect the A. I got it. I'm right there with you, pal.
I do it.
Boomers. All right. Zooming in on every single picture and filming with their iPads.
Oh, man. Dale.
See, well, that's how you can tell he's
got
a boomer.
He's got the bifocals, right? So he'll look down at a photo, like over the top of his glasses.
Uh-huh, I get
but
that.
Then you'll see him take it and pinch and zoom in. And I love it. I love watching you do it. My mom's notorious for it, though. She will zoom in on a photo and okay. repost the zoom in so quick.
All right, well, if I live that long, and I'm now that I've heard you all say this, I'm going to live this long.
We're not making fun of you, Dale.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to point out when you guys start doing it, when your eyesight starts to go,
mine's
hey,
gone.
See what you're doing?
I'm 100% blind already.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's awful.
Some of the others on the lift,
Yeah.
Man, I am struggling today.
It's karma for being mean to Dale.
That's right. Always leaving voicemails, no matter the situation.
My mom, man.
Hey, I just want to call, see where you were.
Here's my favorite.
I never do that.
Hey, Annie Camp, it's your mom.
Cool, thanks.
I have your number saved. It tells me you're the one who left the voicemail, Mom.
I don't do that. As well.
You don't do that. You've never left me a voicemail.
No.
I do this. I think this is a Southern thing. Drinking from the hose and talking about drinking from the hose.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with drinking from the hose.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I have to, disagree with that one. Now this, I love this. Nautical themed bathrooms.
Oh, God, just shoot me now.
I don't have that.
Oh, man, like having the shower curtain that's beachy with shells.
I don't even like it at the beach.
You don't like that decor at the beach, right? No, okay, got it. I was getting ready to say you don't like the beach.
It's the only place that's acceptable, but I still don't like it. It's just cheesy.
And last two, old crusty cough drops.
No.
Cough drops don't get crusty.
They do.
They get sticky
do.
And gummy is what they do when they get older. They get sticky and gummy. No, not absolutely not.
If you're in a pinch, though, you probably have one in your pocket.
No, I don't.
And just another one. Actually, you know what, Dale? I don't think you're this. Come think of it. I hate I ended on this one. Wanting to sit at booths in restaurants and paying the exact change.
Call me a boomer then, baby, because I'm sitting in a booth and I'm giving you exact change.
Let me tell you something. My ex-wife, this was a major issue. It seems like a small thing. It was a major issue. If you were to go into a restaurant, let's say the four of us, me, her, and my two boys, we go into the restaurant and one of the boys, well, now I already know better, but one of the boys slides in and sits down on the booth side, or both of them sit down on the booth side. She'll just stand there and look at you like you just beamed down with Mr. Spock, going, what are you doing sitting in the booth? Is for me.
That's my mom. It's the same way.
Yes.
They'd sit us in a four top, all four pull out chairs. She'd be like, there a booth somewhere?
Exactly. She would do that every single time. Want a table or booth? Well, I already knew the answer to that question. It's going to be booth.
I like booths too, because then I can sit Indian style.
I like the booth too, because they're more cushiony. And I'm not joking. As I eat, my stomach gets bigger and my crack shows in the back. Like my shirt comes up.
Jeez. Okay.
All right.
So maybe I'm a little bit of a boomer too.
You may be, but I still say he says shoddy in there.
Shoddy?
Show do.
Shoddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's shoddy. I want to tell you about this girl up in West Virginia. They spell hurricane, but up there they say hurricane.
Yep.
She decided to take her 81-year-old great-grandfather to the prom with her. His name is Bill McAllister. He wore a pink bow tie to the prom. He did not attend his high school prom because back then it wasn't a big deal. Sierra and Bill spent weeks practicing their dance moves before going to the prom. They got a limousine to take them to the dance, and a great night was had by all.
That is so sweet.
Isn't that something? I mean, she's 80. He's 81. Never been to a prom. Grandpa, you're going with me.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good girl, man. Good on you, Sierra. Nice.
Hey, my girl is banging. She's solo maining.
Daytime, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating today. And if you want to get on our birthday shout out list, you can DM me on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf or go to 931wolfcountry.com. Get it submitted there. We're going to start out with one of my favorite people in the world, and I know she's listening right now, Justice Hilton of Germantown. I love her so much, and I hope she has the best day ever. That's right. That's right.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Justice. Also celebrating my friend Megan Tilly of Greensboro, Gabby Stapleton of Kernersville, Scott Selmers from Reidsville. Another friend of mine, Mallory Kirstein of Kernersville. I've known her for a very long time. Hope you have a great day, girl. Sarah Young of Lexington is celebrating along with Caitlin Sawicki of Greensboro. That's one of your pals or your wife's pals, huh, Chase?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday to you, Caitlin. Phil McPhil of Stoneville.
Nice.
Must be related to Neil McNeil.
Hold on a minute. Do that again.
Phil McPhil
of
Stoneville.
Bill McPhil of Stoneville.
Yep, that's right. And he's got to be related to Neil McNeil.
He does radio.
He does TV.
No, he's... Never mind.
Okay, you're talking about... Okay.
Right over there.
And our boy Coop from Rockin' Saturday Night.
Oh, okay.
Coop Daddy. All right. You
he's actually on the radio himself right now. He does a morning show somewhere. I remember. Philadelphia, maybe? I can't remember.
Detroit?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay. One of those two. Yeah. Anyways, happy birthday, Coop. You guys share your birthday with Derek Huff, who's 37. That's Julianne Huff's brother, just in case everybody wanted to know that. You'd know his face, not his name. Nikki Reed from Twilight is 34, and Taj Mowry, which is Tia and Tamara Mowry's younger brother.
Are we still talking about Twilight? Are there still Twilight? Is that still a thing? Enough with the sexy vampire movies.
It's still a thing, pal. Just like Harry Potter's still a thing.
Harry Potter will always be a thing.
Taj Mowry is 35 today.
Okay.
Got anything else you want to say?
No.
Just in case, we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Big shout out to Becca in our HR department. She told me about this yesterday. The Hannah's Haven Run for Freedom is going to be happening this Saturday, the 21st. Now, if you go to the website, their mission statement is, Hannah's Haven is a Christ-centered addiction recovery program for women. And with the help of generous partners, Hannah's Haven, a teen challenge center, guides troubled women through a personalized and disciplined pathway to recovery. And so they're doing a different types of runs.
So if you want to help them out, what a great cause
mm-hmm.
and something fun to do. So you can do that.
They got a 10K, a 5K, a 1K, and a kids fun run.
I mean,
that's me.
I'm in for the kids fun run.
Correct.
Yeah.
Do you get like any like an applesauce or something?
Oh, gosh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Probably something great like that for sure.
Ooh, and maybe a sticker.
I think there's an icy truck going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Sunset slush.
Yeah. Get
icy. Nice. So you can find out more information on our website at 931wolfcountry.com under the five things you need to know. Now. I've never flown into Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
Oh, God. No, don't ever do it.
There may be a good reason to now.
No, I don't care what it is. It ain't a good reason.
McDonald's cooking oil is being used as jet fuel there.
If that'll speed things along there, that'd be great.
The airport is converting used French fry cooking oil into gas for jets and is coming from the restaurants right inside the airport. Can you imagine? You're flying out and all you smell is fries.
Well, the airport itself smells fine because a lot of that airport is fairly new. The airport itself covers the same area as Manhattan does.
Wow,
just to
really?
Give you an idea, it's one of the largest airports in America, and it is ridiculously large. It's ridiculously difficult to get through and to navigate. Mm-hmm. You think that finding your baggage claim is easy? It is not. I don't like the Dallas airport at all.
In fact, they hide your baggage.
It's a scavenger hunt. They give you clues when you get off the plane. Good luck.
Yeah, let's have a little fun. Keeping that mind sharp.
Yeah. Welcome to the Big D.
That's it. That's right. The American Sleep, or the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, reveals that women are 1.5 times more likely
to
than
tell you
men.
What to do.
Aww.
Boom.
All right.
They're more likely.
I'm going to tell y'all something right now. What you're going
to
do.
Here she is. I'm going to tell you what it is. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
No,
go ahead. You're a woman, right? She's so mad. Man, she's so
mad. I'm looking for the nearest thing to throw. This heavy water bottle sounds good.
Well, they're more likely than men to wake up feeling tired. I wonder if that's because, you know, they always have something to do and someone to keep in line.
Probably.
We're exhausted from putting up with you all.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and the children and the chores.
Maybe.
And the stigma around women and the way they're supposed to look and mental health. There's a lot of reasons.
There's a reason why she's a train wreck.
So messed up. And again, another reason
you
right
there.
You
sounded very upset. You should probably calm down.
Yeah.
I am going to punch a hole through your face.
Guys, just so you know, saying calm down never calmed down anyone in the history of calm downness.
Well, anyone, especially no woman.
Nope.
Today is National Graduation Day. So big shout out to all the graduates of this year, including your kids, Dale.
Thank you.
And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Steve Ellis is his name. He's the guy who founded Chipotle. Interesting fact, he was an art history major. So, see, there is something
for
you.
There's something you can do with that degree.
Oh.
This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.